Just erasing the whiteboard doesn't really clean it, but spraying it makes it look brand new. I can't see any marks now.
And there's a way to make your heart look brand new to God. Welcome to Keys for Kids. As always, my name is Zach. When you do something wrong to a person, it can feel bad, so you ask for forgiveness, right? Well, if that person forgives you, it's like they brush the eraser over a whiteboard. The stuff on there is mostly gone, but sometimes you can still see some smudges. But when we ask God to forgive us, it's like He totally washes that whiteboard clean. The Bible says over and over that God offers total forgiveness. Like it says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Our story today is called Wiped Clean. Brighton sprayed cleaning solution on the whiteboard in the room where she did her homeschool lessons. Then she took a cloth and wiped away all the colorful splotches left behind from the markers used on it. "There," she said. "That's better. Just erasing it doesn't get rid of all the marker spots, but cleaning it does." Mom smiled. "It looks brand new." That evening during family devotions, as she had been doing for the past few days, Brighton prayed for forgiveness for lying to her parents the week before. "I'm sorry I did that, Lord," she prayed. "Please forgive me and help me not to do it again." Once again, Mom and Dad assured Brighton they forgave her and that God did too. But Brighton wasn't sure. "When someone asks me to forgive them for something, I say I will, but sometimes I have trouble forgetting it," she told her parents. "I just want to be sure God knows I'm really sorry." Later that evening, Brighton was surprised when Mom suggested she go clean her whiteboard before getting into bed. "I wiped it down after school today," said Brighton. "It's clean." "Well, why not do it again just to make sure?" said Mom. "But I haven't even used it since I cleaned it. If I had just erased it, you'd probably still see some marker smears. Sometimes you can even figure out what words were erased. But I washed it with cleaning stuff. You said yourself that it looked brand new." Mom nodded. When we confess a sin to another person, it's a bit like erasing your board. They generally forgive us, but sometimes they have trouble forgetting it, and we do too. But God isn't like that. When we confess a sin to Him, it's like wiping your board down with the cleaning solution. Our sin is totally removed. Every bit is washed away. And God promises that He not only forgives that sin, but He sees us as totally clean and new again. Brighton liked that, and when she prayed during devotions the following night, she omitted her usual confession about lying. God had already forgiven and forgotten that sin. All she needed to do was remember His promises. So how about you? Have you ever felt like you needed to keep asking God to forgive something you did wrong? Well, you don't need to. The Bible uses several illustrations to show He forgives your sins, casting them into the depths of the sea, washing them away, and removing and forgetting them. Believe what He says. Confess your sin and then trust Him to forgive you. Our key verse is 1 John 1:9.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
And our key thought for today, God forgives sin. How would you like to win prizes this summer? Well, if you do, join my Word with Zach Summer Reading Program. Read the Bible and the Keys for Kids devotional every day in June, July, and August, and you could win the Adventure Activity Kit, a Keys for Kids storyteller, or the first 6 seasons of Down Gilead Lane. If you keep it up all summer long, then you could win the grand prize, the Mega Family Game Night Basket. Word with Zach starts June 1st, so check it out at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with listener-supported Keys for Kids.